Ma'isa Shehaya, that a woman baked challah for Shabbos, b'davka, she wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of Afrashas challah. She baked enough, a shear, and then maybe, I don't know what happened exactly, got busy right before Shabbos, and she was not mafresh challah. She did not take off a piece of challah from the dough, from the challah. There was no Afrashas challah. So now the question is, what now? Can anything be done with this challah once Shabbos begins? So a couple of pieces of background information and then an interesting distinction here between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So firstly, there's a mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah. The person needs dough in a particular amount. So then a piece of it needs to be removed. And this is called Challah. In theory, it would be given to the Kohanim. It's parallel to Truma. Just like a person is mafresh Truma from produce, and until then, the produce is tevel, and it cannot be eaten, so too. Reishis harisoseichem, when a person bakes a dough, so the same mitzvah applies, and the dough is considered like tevel, and cannot be eaten until the afreshes challah takes place, and the challah would theoretically be given to the kohen, who would be able to consume it. Bizmanenu, this mitzvah is midrabanan, because it applies midaraisa, similarly to trumas and maisers, only when we have rov yoshevel aleh. In addition, that the mitzvah of challah really applies midaraisa in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, it applies as well midrabanan shelo tishtakach toras challah. So that leads to the following interesting distinction, that in Eretz Yisrael, nowadays, the mitzvah of challah is midrabanan. In Chutz La'aretz, it is a double derabanan, because it's always derabanan chutz la'aretz. And bizmanenu, even Eretz Yisrael, it's only derabanan, so it is a double derabanan. Now we can come to Hilchos Shabbos. And Hilchos Shabbos, we learn that it is also midrabanan to be mafresh trumos and maisros on Shabbos. What is the reason for this? This is considered to be doma lemisaken. It's like you're fixing something. You're taking something which cannot be used, and you're making it usable. So the truth is that on a deraisa level, the malacha of makeh bepatish, of fixing things, does not apply when the fix is a halachic fix. It only applies when the fix is a physical fix, so it changes an object physically. If it's a halachic fix, it's an iser midrabanan. But nonetheless, midrabanan, one is not allowed to be mafresh shumas and maisos on Shabbos, and one's not allowed to be mafresh challah on Shabbos either. So you cannot be mafresh on Shabbos. So the simple halacha is that if a person was not mafresh challah before Shabbos, ein ma la'asod, you can't be mafresh on Shabbos, because that's domel misakin, and you can't eat it without being mafresh challah, so you can't eat. You can't eat the challah. You'll have to eat other things, borrow challah from somebody else if you can. However, in Chutz La'aretz, we have the following interesting kula. The Mishnah Berurah mentions this in Siman Reish Samech Aleph, that it would be permissible to eat the challah, and make sure to leave some over until after Shabbos, and then to be mafresh challah from the leftover, and then retroactively, that will work on the entire batch, even what was already eaten, so that it is not an iser. I don't think one would want to regularly rely on this, obviously. But the Mishnah Berurah brings that this would be acceptable. This is related to a concept called breira, retroactive designation. To what extent can I say retroactively, that a designation takes effect? Can I even say now, I'm drinking wine, the Mishnah is discussed, I'm drinking wine, can I say I'm here by mafresh truma and meiser and whatever, and it's the part that's going to be left over when I'm finished? Which part is going to be left over? I can't point to a particular part of the wine that's going to be left over. But when I leave it over, it'll be clear which one I was referring to. So that's called breira. So this is a machlokis, if we hold to this, a machlokis in Mishnayis. So by dinim dirabanan, we're more willing to rely on breira. This is a related concept because you're not actually being koreshem. You're not actually saying this is here by challah until afterwards. So it's an extent. But in the case of challah in Chutz La'aretz, which is an extended dirabanan, a double dirabanan, so they were willing to rely on this. So in a shas adchak, where a person was not mafresh before Shabbos, he'd be able to do this, to make sure to leave over challah, and then to be mafresh from the leftovers after Shabbos, and that would work retroactively. In Eretz Yisrael, one would not be able to rely on this, and therefore, simply, one cannot eat the challah. But then, that also leads to an interesting kula. which is that in Bein HaShmashos, you're allowed to be mafrish if it's Letzorach Mitzvah, if you have nothing else. So then in Bein HaShmashos, that would be more of a cool in Eretz Yisrael, that you'd be allowed to be mafrish challah if you had nothing else to use in Eretz Yisrael, Bein HaShmashos. Whereas in Chutz La'aretz, since you don't have to, because you can just do this interesting trick, so you would not be able to be mafresh even in Bein HaShmashos. Have a great day. If you can put the chairs up, that would be very helpful. Thank you.